Sandra Dorkson-Neufeld, who is taking over as the coordinator at the outdoor market on Niagara Stone Road and Niven Road this year, answers Joy Sangwe-Dolce's three questions about how to get an early jump on spring. 1. I'd love to plant something easy and satisfying to hopefully jumpstart the season and bring in some spring vibes. What would you recommend? I love that question. I find around this time of year, when the daylight gets a little longer, the sun is out and birds are chirping, many of us start to long for the hope of spring. It's still a bit early in the season for frost-sensitive crops, think tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, etc. And while it is a good time to start those seedlings inside if you are planning to, you'll want to make sure you have a grow lights, or at least a very good window set up with solid amount of light. One of my favorite crops to start inside in a kitchen window this time of year is pea shoots. They are lush and green, grow quickly, days, not weeks, and grow sturdy stems even without grow lights or the perfect concentration of sunlight. 2. What are some tips to ensure a bright and bountiful pea plant? You want to grab a pot and some organic veggie soil, like Promix Organic Vegetable and Herb. I sometimes soak my pea seeds in water for a few hours first, to help them germinate quickly and then plant a generous amount of them in the pot. In a few days you will see them start to sprout. After 7 to 10 days you can cut them about an inch from the bottom if you'd like to eat them as pea shoots in a salad or sandwich, or you can let them keep growing and pull them apart to plant outside in pots or directly in the garden. Just be sure to harden them off first, basically give them small amounts of exposure to sunlight and outdoor temps before putting them outside for the full day so they don't burn. 3. What are you most excited for this upcoming farmers market season? For the farmers market, I'm especially excited to connect the NOTL community with local grown goodness. There is an increased consciousness this year about buying Canadian and eating locally grown food. The vendors at the farmers market are all from the Niagara region, many from right here in Nottle, and pour their heart and soul into the food they produce for their community.